بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have prayed janaza for sister Saadia Ahmed Abdullah, the wife of Samir Ismail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bighayri hisab. Which reminds me, and that's why I'm mentioning this here, I request you to make dua for her maghfirah. Which reminds me that every time we pray the janaza of somebody, of a brother or sister, or we even hear about the passing away of somebody. And as I am talking to you, I heard about the passing away of two other people. One is the grandmother, the nani of my very, very dear friend and brother, and my he calls me Yavar Chacha. He is the only one who calls me Yavar Chacha. And that is good. Alhamdulillah that he is the only one. That is Sayyid Muhammad. And also, I got news of the passing away of the father of another very dear friend of mine. Father also was a friend of mine. And that is Akbar Kala, who passed away, the father of Hussein and Adil Kala. I ask you to make dua for the maghfirat of all of these people, all the three of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bighayri hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover them with His mercy and forgiveness. And that's what reminds me that every time we participate in a janaza or we hear about the passing away of somebody, this is really a message for us. So as I'm telling you about these three people who passed away, two sisters and a brother, this is really, I look at it as three messages for me. And what is that message? The message is, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every living thing, every living soul, every living person, animal, bird, insect, fish, reptile, amphibian, every living thing, every tree will taste death. Every star will fall. Every sun will set. Every living thing will taste death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the day of judgment, you will be given ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. Your ajr will be given to you on the day of judgment. What is this ajr? This ajr is the compensation, reward, payment, fee, call it what you want, price of everything that we did. All the good, all the evil. All the good, all the bad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our mistakes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive anything bad that we did. And of course we did. Everybody does. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us on the day of judgment. The point here is that for those who died, whatever they did has gone with them. And of course we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive whatever wrong they did. But they themselves have no power now to change anything. They do not have the power to add one word of dhikr. They don't have the power to say Subhanallah or Allahu Akbar or Alhamdulillah or anything. Even one time. They have no power to give 1 cent in sadaqah more. They don't have the power to smile at one person because smile is also sadaqah. They have no power to do anything, good or evil. Those who are dead, all their amal have closed and shut and ended. As Rasulullah said, except three, which is righteous children, which is any work of ongoing charity, sadaqatul jariyah, that they have done, and which is any knowledge that they, Allah had given them and which they taught. And of course, obviously, all these three are things which they did while they were alive. It's not something that they will do after they die. So their story is closed and we ask Allah to make the best for them. But our story is still open. Our books are still being written. And alhamdulillah, see the glory, majesty, power, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave us, all those who are living, absolute control over what we want to write in that book of deeds. Complete control. If we have denied Allah all our lives, we have the control to stop denying and to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the control to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If we have, if we are in a state where we have broken our relationships with our parents and with our siblings and with our children, with our spouses, if we have done that, then we have the power, while we are alive and while they are alive, to repair those relationships. We have the power to go and apologize. We have the power to forgive. We have the power to repair those relationships, because Rasulullah ﷺ said that if a brother breaks his ties with his other brother, and this is a general statement, it is not referring brother as in relationship of blood or any of the relationships of the rahim of birth, but this is one Muslim to another. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if one Muslim breaks his relationship with another Muslim, doesn't talk to him, doesn't, whatever the other man may have done, is if he breaks that relationship and he does not repair it and he dies in that state, then Allah will put him in the hellfire. Now think about this, how serious that is. Right? So, but if you are alive, we have the power to change that. We have the power to make up. Now you might say, well, you know, I go to make up, the other one won't forgive me. No problem. Alhamdulillah, then your side of the story is clean. Inshallah, if you die, then you are safe. What will happen to him if he dies is a different issue. Let him think about it. So, while we are alive, we have the opportunity to make up for whatever deficiencies there might be. If I do not know how to read Quran, I can learn. If I have not been praying, I can start praying. If I have not been fasting, I can start fasting. Whatever be the case, I don't need to list that. You can list it for yourself. While we are alive, we have a chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this absolute, complete control over our akhirah. We do not have the same control over our lives in this world. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us, we will get. What Allah has not written, we will not get. We may have control over it. It may be sitting in our bank account. It may be in our property or asset portfolio, but it does not belong to us. They asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is my risk? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what you eat, what you wear, and what you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you send ahead of you, this is your risk. And out of these three, you will be questioned about the first two. What you eat, you will be questioned about whether it was halal or haram, whether it was doubtful or not doubtful. You will be questioned about how you earned it, from where, the source, was it haram, halal, doubtful, not doubtful. Same thing for what you wear. And then, of course, the expanded meaning of this would be in terms of your possessions and so on and so forth. So therefore, what you eat, what you wear, and what you send ahead in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, out of these three, two you will be questioned about. What you send ahead in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is your charity, which is your all the works that you do for the pleasure of Allah alone. And remember the importance of niyyah in this. So if you are doing it to show off to people, to so that you have a name and fame and so on and so forth, that you are, so that your name comes on some billboard or you get this reward and that award, then may Allah protect you, because then all that you did is also useless. And it becomes a source of problem for you. So we ask Allah to save us from this and to focus on this and to take these messages, the messages of somebody else's death, to take them personally as a message for me. This is a message for me. This is a reminder for me that one day somebody else is going to be informing the people that Yavar Beg has died. What is Yavar Beg preparing for that day? That is the message to myself, and I request you to take the same message for yourself, substitute your name for my name, and then answer that question for yourself, because on the day of judgment, this is what will be in our favor. And if Allah does not protect us, and if we don't straighten ourselves, this is what will be against us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do what is pleasing to Him, to wake up before we are woken up, to take heed before we are questioned, and to enable us to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Him, because that is the only thing which matters. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ